the ultimate mystery food. Mon who? The Israelites asked one another as they stared at the fine flake-like thing, finest frost on the ground. Mon who? What is it? And so they named it that very Hebrew question, Mon who, or as we say, man. What is it? And Moses replied, it is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. What is it? It's the bread of angels given to the sons of men. It is rations for the pilgrimage through the barren wilderness that leads from slavery to freedom. It is a sign and token of the Lord's favor, a bread that the Israelites could not earn, did not deserve, but which was baked daily in the kitchens of heaven and served for free to the people God dearly loves. Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness, but it is not Moses who gives you the bread out of heaven, but it is our Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. The food of God's people is no longer what is it, but who is it? Who is it? Life imparting heavenly manna, stricken rock with streaming side, heaven and earth with loud hosanna, worship you, the Lamb who died. I am the bread of life, Jesus says. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. The bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh, for my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Not what is it, but who is it, we ask. It is Christ, Yahweh himself, who shares our humanity, and who gives us his manna flesh to eat and his manna blood to drink. Though as in Bethlehem as he lay swaddled in a manger, the lowliest form now veils him atop the altar. We with the angels hail him as the true and living bread. He comes down out of heaven to give life to our earthly bodies and bones and blood. He comes down to fill us with himself.